This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good Day Health, Doug Steffen here with a special edition of Good Day Health. This week, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is going to join us in both hours. Normally, we have an hour with Dr. Ken every week, and we have an hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell. But for several reasons, including the fact that Jack's got himself stuck and he can't travel, but because Ken has demonstrated a passion over the information that is aggravating, quite frankly, to him and to me and a lot of other people. So I've asked Ken to come on board. We're going to talk about the virus, the practical application of things that are being done or not done. And I think, really, I will tell you, this is an outgrowth of a conversation that Ken and I had on the phone talking about this, because we talk as friends often about things that are of concern to both of us. And this is concerning Ken and me. And so, wrapped around understanding what the right way is to handle all of this, I think we ought to start, Ken, with your overview. You've been a medical professional for 35, 36 years. You run your own clinic down in Florida, Lake Cardiology. You're an eminent physician, do research, and people who have cardiological problems, respiratory problems, heart problems, whatever, they come to you in all sizes, shapes, and forms, men, women, old, young, rich, poor, whatever, and you take them all on. So the people that you've seen in your clinic, let's say for the past 2 weeks, or maybe we go back to when this all started, which was actually the discussion of it started in December when the Chinese lied, then they still keep lying. That's not our conversation here, but at any rate, from that point to this point, you've gotten a lot of questions from people who come into your office who are either regular patients or new patients, or they just want to go find a doctor who knows something and isn't scratching his ear all the time, kind of trying to come up with an answer. Overview first as to this versus SARS versus any other sort of epidemic that we've had going back 10, 20, 30 years. In your experience, how does this shape up?
Hi, Doug. Well, first of all, this is not viral Armageddon. This is a serious issue, but we have been, as a world, as a nation, through a flu pandemic, through viral pandemics, and we have made it out the other end. And in 2009, we went through a pandemic. We had a flu virus that had never, ever been seen before. We had no vaccine, and we still don't understand quite where it came from. It was called swine flu. There were thoughts it may have originated in Asia. There were other thoughts that it may have originated in Mexico. We still don't quite know. But in that flu epidemic, many Americans unfortunately died, about 13,000. But we all remained calm, most of us. I know Doug and I reported on it. We had trouble getting people interested in it.
Nobody cared. I remember that.
And okay. Exactly. And we were tugging at people to get alarmed, not alarmist, but to get take action, to
take it seriously.
Yeah. Doug and I are definitely not alarmists, but we wanted to educate people, but it was a real snooze and we couldn't get people interested in it. And we made it out the other end. There were delays. The vaccine was delayed. There was one delay after another. And you know, I don't want to criticize anyone here. I just want to look forward, see what we learn from that. But the point being is that the most important thing for all of us is to optimize, maximize our immune systems. And by getting terrifically stressed, that interferes with our immune system. We need to get adequate sleep. We need to reduce the mental stress. We need to eat well, exercise if the doctor says it's okay. All the things we talk about to keep your heart and brain healthy will keep your immune system healthy, and that's what we need to do for all of us. And This is, again, not viral Armageddon. What's going on in the country right now is a term that's used in epidemiology in treating these pandemics among infectious disease people. It's called flattening the curve. And these extreme measures are not because things are right now extremely horrible. It's because we're trying to prevent things from getting extremely horrible. We're trying to make sure that we do everything we can to prevent viral Armageddon, that everybody gets sick. We right now have a finite number of critical care beds in America, and we want to make sure the supply stays ahead of the demand for critical care beds, for hospital beds. So these extreme measures of trying to keep people away from clusters of more than 10 people, social isolation, this step is not because things right now are so horrible. It's to prevent things from getting horrible. It's to prevent the demand for hospital beds, for critical care beds, to get ahead of the supply. So don't panic because you're hearing for the next 2 weeks we can't gather, all these things are canceled. This is to prevent the awful sight to occur, not because we're there already. We're trying to so-called flatten the curve. This means we're trying to make sure that we don't get this doubling that occurs every 6 days with this virus, that this doubling occurs in the next 6 to 8 weeks where we all have it. And we can get flattening of the curve to occur. And that's why all these extreme measures, which appear to be extreme, are being called. Not because right now it's so horrible, but to get ahead of it. The window of opportunity to get the best effect from these extreme measures of social isolation, the window of opportunity to get the most bang for this effort is right now, and it's a narrow window, and that's why there's all this effort to get everybody isolated.
So in a moment, I want to take down, I want to sort of not divide and conquer, but I want to get to the nitty-gritty of specific things that people can do to understand the symptoms, first of all, and then what people can do, things like ibuprofen versus acetaminophen, that sort of thing, as we continue. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day Health. He's with us for a couple of hours this week, and the focus, certainly in this hour, is on what we're doing in the coronavirus department. Here's a helpful hint for you. The essence of having your house clean, having everything, we've become clean freaks, and that's not a bad thing. Washing our hands, 2 minutes, soap and water, all of that stuff. But think about your environment. What about your bedroom? What about your bed? What about your pillows? You know, the pillow can be one of the dirtiest things because of all those little mites and things that crawl around in the pillow. They get in the sheets. They get into every core and pore of your body. Let's see if we can do something about that. You can easily fix the pillow problem if you've got My Pillows. If you don't have My Pillows, you can't wash them. Imagine putting a feather pillow into the washing machine. When was it going to come? It's going to be a mess to be. That's putting it nicely. However, the patented fill that's in the My Pillows is washable. It is dryable. And therefore, you can wash it as many times as you want to keep those things clean and to keep the spread of gooey germs from becoming a problem. And right now, MyPillow is a buy one, get one free offer on everything in the catalog. So you go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. You get everything there. If you need 8 new pillows, you'll pay for 4 and get 4 free. Buy one, get one free. Keep the house clean. Keep your bedroom clean. Keep the sheet. Keep everything. Wash the pillows. Keep them clean. Buy them now. Buy one, get one free. Use the promo code DJV to do that at MyPillow.com.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tendons, tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Back again with Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. The first of a couple of hours for Dr. Ken to visit with us this week. Symptoms. Number one, Ken, what do people see when they're coming into your office, Lake Cardiology down in Florida? What symptoms are they presenting?
Well, think about the symptoms you have when you have the flu. The most common symptom seems to be cough. There's some get a fever over 100.4. Some get short of breath. And then you get these other symptoms that we all see with the flu, these muscle aches. You just feel lousy. You feel tired. When this gets to be serious, which only occurs in a small fraction of people, the shortness of breath gets more serious. You might get some confusion. But for most people who get this, this is going to be a mild to moderate illness. It's going to feel like you just had a cold or a bad cold or maybe the symptoms of a flu, and you're going to get over it. There's just going to be a very small fraction of people who don't do well. The people that were concerned about are the people who suddenly are severely short of breath, can't breathe. Those are the people who need medical attention. And the people who, over the course of hours, start progressively getting worse. In 1 hour, they're okay. The next hour, they're feeling worse. The next hour, much worse. So there's a time change to how they feel. They're quickly, progressively deteriorating. These two groups of people need medical attention. Everyone else, just stay home, isolate yourself. The two groups that need help, call either your doctor or your emergency room or for emergency medical services. Don't just present, because people need to be prepared for you. Don't just walk into the doctor's office or just walk into the hospital. Call ahead for help.
And they're not letting you in anyway. You got to call for help to schedule an appointment, because if you show up at the door, they're not going to let you in. I don't know about doctor's offices. Are you doing that in your office?
The CDC has recommended that everyone who walks into a hospital or into a physician's office, there be some screening. And in doctor's offices, like myself, what we've done, we put up a sign in front identifying which signs and symptoms to be aware of and not to walk into the facility if you have any of these, but to leave. Call us and we'll give you medical advice. In most hospitals, there's a human guard in front screening people and giving them advice and making sure that they don't get into the wrong part of the hospital. But the key is, if you have mild illness, mild to moderate illness, just stay home, treat yourself like you would. And if you had a cold, if you have concern about this, just don't walk into your healthcare facility. Call and get advice.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
As we move along, I want to refresh your memory about Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. I practice without a license. Ken has several. He's also got degrees and a pedigree out your ears. Lay cardiology is a fabulous place to go if your system is compromised. You need expert advice on your heart and your pulmonary, everything. So those people who are looking for a better answer, another opinion, and you're within the sound of my voice, and you want to go visit Ken. It may be a difficult thing to do at the immediate moment, but sooner or later, you're going to go to Florida. So call 352-735-1400 for Ken's office. 735-1400, area code 352 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We're going through all the information as much as possible. Ken here in place of Jack Stockwell, who is not with us because he's stuck. He's like a lot of other travelers, can't get from one place to another. So the symptoms that are presented, we talked about those. The question comes on whether to use ibuprofen. You said don't worry. And by the way, this is me talking. I'm not suggesting Ken is saying this at all. But I'm telling you, if this goes on for a couple of weeks and there's no answers, given what Ken has told us, given what I feel, given what many of you feel in your gut, that this is overkill beyond belief, we're just going to go back to living our lives. And if somebody says, you can't do this, you can't do that, okay, arrest me. Or do something. Tell me why I can't. The overkill here, the overreach, what it's doing to the stock market, to our lives, it is preposterous. And that's pretty much the point of view that Ken has just presented.
Well, let me just say, wait a second. What I think this social distancing, which is being expressed to keep us isolated for a couple of weeks, I think that is reasonable. But what
I think that's okay for a couple of weeks.
Right. What I think is not happening is it's not being well expressed why we're doing this or where we are. And I think an effort is being made And that's what's important.
Even asking after you gave us the information you just gave us, people are going to listen to this and say, well, if that's the case, what are we doing all of this for? And that's a damn good question.
Well, we're doing this to so-called flatten the curve to get ahead of it so it doesn't become out of control. And that's why all these extreme measures of isolations, social distancing are being expressed right now. And I think that hopefully people will on their own agree to it, do it for at least 2 weeks, and we won't have to institute laws and start arresting people. That would be not ridiculous. A pretty sight. Yeah. But this is reasonable, and please heed the advice, because this is the best way we can go about trying to prevent the spread of this. But the key is that it's not because things are so bad right now. It's because we're trying to prevent them from being bad. 80% of us are going to do fine with this and are going to have no problems. We may have a little cold. There's this 20%, the people over 70, maybe over 60, the people who have chronic illness, who have significant heart disease, cancer, immune issues. These are the people who are going to have trouble with this. There's been no one under age 90 who's died. Teenagers seem to do very well with this. And most of us will do well. Those of us healthy will be fine.
All right. As we continue, I thought there was somebody who was in Washington State that was very sick, 52, that died, and was sick way before the coronavirus, but I thought that was one of them anyway. But for the most part, you're right. Everybody who's died has been older. All right. So I do want to get to some of the nuance of what we do if we feel the symptoms. We've talked about going to hospital or doctor's offices, but I want to talk about things that are on the public's mind, like there are little things I can do. Ken will get to that as we continue here. I'm Doug Steffen. Good Day Health is on.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hospitals and lab workers say they're running out of protective gear and testing supplies to help the fight against the coronavirus. President Trump says the effort against it is working.
We haven't been given the credit that we deserve.
He became combative during the press conference, going after reporters who he says are much too critical when asking about medical supplies and testing shortfalls. When asked what he'd say to Americans who are scared, The president told one correspondent he's a terrible reporter.
It's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people.
He says people are looking for answers.
We're winning and we're going to win this war.
He differed with his own health officials on the science of the outbreak. Worldwide, close to 250,000 people have been infected in the outbreak. There's been over 10,000 deaths, and 4,000 of them are in Italy. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is with us, another half hour of his input here. The ibuprofen versus acetaminophen. Let's talk about what those two. I didn't actually, I probably shouldn't admit this. I didn't know until recently even what the difference was between ibuprofen and acetaminophen, because usually I don't, you know, you and I both know we've had a problem dealing with headaches. I have. And I don't know what I took, frankly, whether I took Advil or whether I took something that was IBU. I don't know. I just know that when I took it, the headache went away. But I'm told here that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, ibuprofen being in that family, not a good idea here. So if that's not a good idea, then what is? Let's explain to people what ibuprofen is and why there may be some concern when it comes specifically to the coronavirus, Ken.
Both groups of drugs relieve pain. Both groups of drugs relieve fever. But the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, of which aspirin, Motrin, ibuprofen, another name for it, Aleve, all of those are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. They also take care of inflammation, which Tylenol or acetaminophen doesn't. And unless you have liver issues, acetaminophen may be a better choice. If you have liver issues, talk to your doctor about what to take.
All right. So ibuprofen worsens the effects of the coronavirus. And if you want to do the other, and what happens if you don't have a regular doctor? Do you chance it? A lot of people don't have health care in their lives, and they don't do anything unless they're half dead to take care of it, because we have a real problem with health insurance and health provide, all that political crap that people keep arguing about. But, you know, the bottom line is a lot of people won't go to a doctor unless they have insurance.
First of all, the ibuprofen and aggravating coronavirus is a maybe. And we need more evidence to confirm this. And we're not even sure that that's true. So if you have liver issues, you're not going to take acetaminophen. You just need to talk to the doctor. There are helplines. There are 800 helplines. You can call your local emergency room and ask for advice. There are advice lines at all the local hospitals, at least where we are, to give out guidelines. Yeah. But just realize that this issue about ibuprofen and the coronavirus is not yet 100% clear.
So we're talking about what, if you have the symptoms, what to do. And now one of the things we didn't address was what happens if you can't get through on the phone to make an appointment to a hospital. Let's say you're in more rural areas. There may be fewer professionals available. There may be fewer facilities available. So what the heck do you do then? Can you get a tutorial online? Can you go Google something that may be helpful? You know, everybody's talking about teleworkers.
Telehealth.
Telemedicine, right. So, you know, can that work in this circumstance?
Oh, absolutely. Telemedicine. There's going to be a lot of innovation that comes out of this. There will be some good, and one of the innovations will be a greater dependence on telehealth and telemedicine. And do what you would do if you had the flu. You want to don't go to work, and we're going to be isolating anyway right now. Get plenty of rest, get plenty of fluids, take acetaminophen for pain and lowering the temperature, unless you have some liver issues. And if you do, then you want to talk to get some medical advice. And if you don't have a doctor, then you can look online in your state. There are all these 800 health opportunities for getting advice right now. Call your local hospital. Ask them for the number of where to call to get some advice. There's plenty of advice out there, either online or from the phone. And don't just present yourself to a facility. Don't just walk into the nearest urgent care. Call the nearest urgent care. Get some advice. They'll help you out right now.
All right. So one of the things you've always said to me and advise people who listen to this program, if you have a fever and you know you have a fever, don't immediately go to try to douse it, because your body is trying to cook out whatever the bad. That's what the fever is, unless it goes too high, right? So maybe if people find that they have a fever, they ought to just let it cook for a little while.
I don't think I've ever said that. I don't want you to cook. No, you want to get it down and get it down below 100, so you don't get dehydrated and you start feeling better. If you have a fever and you're uncomfortable, don't let yourself cook it out and cook out the virus. That would not be a good idea.
Well, I'm not suggesting that you let it, that you, you know, get into a place where like 103 degree temperature and you're going to, what is it? At what point do you die? 103, 105? If you're suffering from a severe fever.
Babies and children can go way high without having serious complications. You know, a fever in an adult above 103 catches my attention, and it doesn't mean you're going to die, but it's a very significant thing in adults when it gets, you know, to 103. That's of great concern. But if you are there, you want to get yourself cool compresses throughout your body. Don't get dehydrated. Get something to lower it, acetaminophen, unless you have liver issues. But talk to the doctor. If you call, you will get advice over the phone. We're not telling people not to call for help, to get help. We're just telling people if they have signs or symptoms of a respiratory illness, don't present physically to the facility. But definitely call. The lines are open everywhere.
All right, a lot of corona virus resource centers around. That's what Ken is basically
absolutely
saying. And then, but I want to actually go back to preparing you. Just the difference in the mildness of this and how people will tell, you know, what makes it severe or is more serious. We'll get
well,
to that in a moment.
Well, what makes it more serious?
Hold on a second. I got to do a couple of things. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. If you're a hardworking American, you're paying too much in taxes and you want to get some of it back again, there's a new twist, a new wrinkle on that. Family Tax, a new company that is basically a group of experts from the IRS gone into business for themselves. They can study your tax returns for the last 3 years or so. They can tell you how you've been yensed or how you just didn't have good tax companies preparing and get you back as much as $5,000. That's pretty good. In this era, we really need to have a little extra dough. They guarantee the IRS will send you back $5,000, or their services are free. So if you get a paycheck from your job, you make about $30,000 or more a year, call 800-262-0318 and talk to one of these experts and figure out how this works for you. That's 800-262-0318. These people will help you get up to $5,000 back, or maybe more, from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed call, 800-262-0318. Nice news, good news, in this era where there isn't a whole lot of it.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health, special version with him in the 2 hours we're together this week. The first hour focusing pretty much exclusively on the coronavirus. So we've been up and down and sideways on this, Ken. We seem to think that if it gets you, you're going to be in trouble. But there are many reported very mild cases, as there are the regular flu, or there are mild colds or whatever. So if people, is there a preparation? I don't know. I guess that's the question.
Well, let me stress, for most of us, if it gets us, as you said, it's not going to be horrible. For at least 80% of us are going to get over this. Many of us who have this are not even going to know we're sick. There was a professional NBA player who got it, and he has no symptoms, or minimal symptoms, and said he would probably be playing if this wasn't around, and because he had such minimal symptoms. So for most of us, the healthy, the young, we're going to have mild to moderate symptoms is worse, like a cold, like the flu, get over it and be fine. It's just about 15 to 20% of us, the elderly, we're talking about 65, older, mostly 70 and 80, or people who have chronic illness, have chronic heart disease, cancer, immune issues, uncontrolled diabetes, uncontrolled high blood pressure. These are the people who are going to be at most risk and not do well. But for most of us, this is not going to be a big deal. We've been through pandemics before. We were through a pandemic in 2009. 13,000 Americans died. Horrible. The vast majority did fine. And also in 2017 to 2018, 60,000 Americans died from the flu. And Doug and I barely could get interest in that year, in that flu. The good news is there are vaccines already in trial. The good news is there are drugs already in trial. And hopefully in the next few weeks to months, we'll have, initially, we'll have some drugs which will be used for this. I have, in my career, I've been through a number of new diseases, and we initially had nothing. I've been through Legionnaires. I've been through AIDS, HIV. I've been through a number of new diseases, and initially, as medical people, we're helpless. But the amazing momentum to find drugs, to think that HIV, we now can make it into an illness that you can live with and not be immediately terminal. It's just amazing, and it shows how we will find treatments for this. And right now, the last thing we should be doing is panicking. Yes, get supplies. Don't hoard. Yes, do whatever you can to keep yourself healthy. We talk about it, getting enough sleep, exercise, eat well, get the stress out of your life, get some exercise. And most importantly, don't touch your face. Keep your hands off your mouth, your nose, your eyes. Practice social distancing. This means keeping about 6 feet away from people, especially if someone is coughing or has a cold. Think like the virus. You know, the virus wants to get into your mouth, your nose, or your eyes. And so how is it going to do it? It wants to get on your hands so it can get in. It wants to splash into your mouth, your nose, your eyes. So stay away from people who are sneezing or coughing, and also just don't touch your hands to your mouth, your nose, your eyes. If you must, make sure you wash for at least 20 seconds with warm water and soap before you ever think of doing that right now, and you'll make it out of this. And again, most people are going to see this as a mild to moderate illness. And it's only a small segment of people. Also, for those of us well, try if you can to stay away from the people who are at risk as much as you can. Yes, get them supplies, but just isolate yourselves from them, because those are the people we're worried about. And we're all going to make it through this.
All right. There's some great advice, great input, very helpful. Dr. Ken, thank you. I'm here. He's here to get rid of the gossip and the innuendo and the inference and get to the facts, if you will. The facts. Just the facts, ma'am. Remember that from Dragnet? just the facts, ma'am. Dr. Ken, Doug Steffen, here at 10 before the hour.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Amazing things about the world that we live in is there are so many people who are so helpful. There are a lot of smart people around. And so as we go through our day-to-day existence and we come up with burps and bleeps as we have the last month or two here in America and actually around the world, it's refreshing to find people who really know how to deal with these things and who are very eager, very anxious to help others. Such is the person that I'm going to spend some time with you right now talking about the health side, if you will. I'm not talking about the physical health, the mental health that is necessary, the attitude, if you will, to make it through this business with the health care that we have in front of us now. Mike Rutosky is someone that I know as a personal inspirational consultant. He helps men do lots of different things to make their lives better. I first came upon you, I'm trying to remember, was it 3 years ago? When was the first time we talked? It was three.
I believe it was about five, yeah.
Was it 5 years?
2015, or yeah. We were kids then.
Yes, we were kids then. Yes, you're right about that. So we've matured now. How do you, the men who come to you for help and want your, they solicit your input, what are you telling them? I know you have, by the way, I'm going to send people your Facebook page, if I may, spelling your last name, H-R-O-S-T-O-S-K-I. Go to facebook.com/Mike Krotowski. So what's the question you're getting, and what are you telling people who are shook up about this?
Yeah, so I've been doing 5 calls a day, for like the past 4 days. I sent an email to my email list and to my audience and said, if anyone needs help, I'll jump on the phone to support you. The most common concerns are, just one around the safety of friends and family, and two around financial things, because many jobs and gigs are being canceled from restaurants and yoga teachers and massage therapists and anyone running an event space. So there's a definite financial impact here. Just to give a little context about myself, I've been coaching and mentoring male executives and entrepreneurs for the past 7 years. I was one of the first life coaches for men online. And, for the past 8 years, I've been working online. So I've been working online since 2012. I've gotten to really see behind the scenes of a lot of really successful men's lives and their businesses and their marriages. So what I'm going to share has been, it's been battle tested in the field. I have seven personal practices that'll be really helpful for everyone. Can I just go through all seven?
Please, yeah, help yourself. Yeah. We got a limited amount of time here, but let's go through them and pick them as we can.
So number one is, right now, this is the most important thing, help people. One of my friends who is a client and a dear friend, remember he once said, anytime I'm not feeling well, I just reach out to someone in my community who I know is, having a tough time. And I said, is there anything I can do to help? So right now, if you do have a job, resources, if you're feeling stable, just reach out to your community, whether that be a religious community or, a spiritual community or just a community of friends. Helping people right now is probably the most important thing you can do if you have the capacity. Number two, connect with people that you love. Right now, we're going into social isolation, social distancing. I don't like the phrase social distancing. I like to call it more physical distancing, because we have the opportunity to be more social than ever, to connect with our hearts through authentic, vulnerable, real conversation. And do that via video. So do it, FaceTime or Zoom.
All right. In the interest of time, I don't want to lose. We started saying seven, but maybe if you give us one or two more that are practical, then I'll send people to your Twitter feed at Harost. It's Harostoski. That will be a help as well. Give me one more of those seven practices, Mike.
Yeah, I'd say one more is just move daily, whatever that is. There's so many free workouts on YouTube, yoga, bodyweight exercises. You can lift cans or bottles of water. Just make sure that you're moving. And I'll say final thing, nature. If you can get time in nature, it'll really support your mental, emotional, physical health. Get your feet on the ground, and it'll just kind of discharge some of that stress.
Grounding. Yes, grounding. All right, Mike, thank you very much. Mike Krotowski is at on facebook.com/Michael, Harostoski. I'm Doug Steffen.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.